Good evening, everyone. This is Larry Phillips, and doing the devotional for In the Morning, 2nd of July. It's the evening of the 1st. Many of you remember Westboro Baptist Church from Topeka, Kansas. Fred Phelps. Fred Phelps was hated by a lot of people and his family. And he was, I did not approve of all the things he said or all the things he did and the manner in which he did them, but I did meet him and his family. I visited his church. I even went to one of their pickets with them one time, just for the experience. But he preached a sermon back in right after 9/11, and he really nailed it in that sermon regarding the United States and God's judgment upon her. And I have that sermon if anybody would like for me to send it to you. I'm not going to send it to you unless you request it. But if you would, I did send it to a couple people. But if you would like to hear it, I'd be happy to send it to with you. But the point he was making in his message was that, you know, everybody was singing God Bless America. And like the prophet Jeremiah said, God's not going to bless a country that endorses perversion, is so corrupt and enabling of sin. He's not going to bless a country like that. And Jeremiah's message for his time period took hold on the people, and they repented of their sin. But this country is so proud, they're not going to repent. Have we repented of our own personal sins? Have we turned from them? The only way we can turn is if He turns us. God is the one that grants repentance of sin. But anyway, I wanted to share that with you. And like I say, if you're interested in getting a copy of that message, I'll be happy to send it to you. If you go to LarryWPhillips.com, go to the contact section and say, send me Phelps's message after 9/11, I'll be happy to send that to you. Monday, everybody's going to be celebrating liberty. And there's, like I said this morning in this morning's devotional, the only liberty can be found is in liberty in Christ. If the Son will make you free, you will be free indeed. We can't find liberty in a Constitution or Declaration of Independence that is flawed. By the way, all men are not created equal. And they're not endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights either. Okay. Now, for God's elect, for those who have been recipients of His grace, we've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, Ephesians 1. But the fact is, God works all things after the counsel of His own will. God's the only one that has any rights, okay? And people say, well, yeah, but what about the Ten Commandments? Well, what about the Ten Commandments? You know, the reason that God gave the Ten Commandments is because people were blatantly disobeying His commands. And the law is made for the lawless, And, I can tell you that If a person is not born again by the Spirit of God, they're not going to have any desire to want to obey God's law, because they're going to rebel against it. Rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft, according to the Bible. You know, and so anyway, that's kind of what's on my mind today, and I want to also let people know that even if I disagree with you on something, that does not mean that I don't love you. Okay? That doesn't mean that I don't love you. In fact, the greatest amount of love that you can show to somebody is tell them the truth. I've had that experience in my own lifetime. Some people showed their love to me because they were truth tellers. They told me the truth rather than just let me go on in my sin. You know? And I appreciate those people that gave me the truth. I appreciate the gentleman who gave me a book by Arthur W. Pink, The Sovereignty of God. You know, he didn't give that to me out of vengeance. He gave it to me because he cared for me. You know. And so I was talking with one of my tenants today, and I shared with him the ninth chapter of Romans. He was acted like he'd never heard it before. He was going to go read it. I also sent him my five books. But anyway, I hope you all have a good, a blessed weekend. And just remember, if you're going to be visiting with family and friends, and just remember that this holiday is nothing more than a joke. We are less independent than we've ever been. Okay, as it relates to our government. It's becoming more tyrannical all the time. And that's a result of God's decrees and His judgment upon our nation. May the good Lord be with you, is my prayer. God bless.